Anda bersama SBS Bahasa Indonesia. Dapatkan lebih banyak lagi cerita bagus di sbs.com.au/indonesian.
Pendengar, meskipun kebutuhan akan darah bersifat universal, akses terhadapnya tidaklah sama. Persediaan darah di Australia untuk golongan darah tertentu masih rendah, dan ini menempatkan pasien dalam risiko. Berikut ini sebuah laporan mengenai hal tersebut yang disusun oleh Alex Anifantis untuk SBS News. Permintaan donor darah dari komunitas migran semakin meningkat di Australia. Golongan darah tertentu bersifat unik untuk kelompok ras dan etnis tertentu, sehingga mengharuskan keberagaman donor sesuai dengan keberagaman pasien. Gemma Falkenmeier adalah juru bicara Palang Merah Australia. Ia mengatakan hal itu berarti akan ada warga Australia yang pengobatannya dapat tertunda.
The challenge for Lifeblood is that there are some ethnic groups that we don't have enough donors from those backgrounds to find enough rare blood groups. So I think Polynesian background donors as an example, there's a rare blood group that's found in that population and we don't have many donors nationally. So right now there's not a crisis situation, but if we have a cancer patient or a mum with one of those rare blood groups come into a hospital tomorrow, it's likely we won't have enough donors of that blood type, and it means we have to put out national calls for donors. We need to start working with the community to find the donors, and what it can mean is that their treatment might be delayed.
Para peneliti medis mengatakan semakin besarnya komunitas multikultural di Australia juga menciptakan kebutuhan akan golongan darah yang berbeda-beda. Golongan darah yang paling umum dikenal adalah A, B, dan O, serta variasinya. Namun pertumbuhan populitas dari geografi dapat mempengaruhi golongan darah mana yang paling banyak diminati pada suatu waktu. Dr. Rena Hirani adalah peneliti senior di Palang Merah Australia Life Blood. Ia mengatakan prevalensi berbagai golongan darah di Australia baru-baru ini telah berubah.
Until a little while ago, we didn't actually know what the prevalence of these blood groups were in the Australian community, and I did a study to characterize that. And what we found was that compared to previous estimates, we are seeing an increase in B positive and AB positive individuals in the community. And these blood types are actually linked with certain ancestries. So India, Middle East, Southeast Asia tend to have these blood groups. So as we're seeing more of the population changing with the multiculturalism in Australia, we're also seeing this in the shift in the blood types that we're seeing as well.
Variasi golongan darah seperti ciri-ciri lainnya diturunkan dari nenek moyang ke seseorang. Namun mereka juga bisa berubah berdasarkan faktor lingkungan. Misalnya, jika suatu penyakit menyebar di masyarakat, maka golongan darah dapat berubah seiring berjalannya waktu sehingga membuat orang tersebut lebih kebal terhadap penyakit tertentu. Seperti yang dijelaskan oleh Dr. Hirani, hal ini dapat menyebabkan variasi lebih lanjut pada golongan darah.
As well as the ABO groups, there are actually 45 different blood types that can occur with over 360 different variations. And some of these variations are only common in certain people with certain ancestries. So we need to make sure that people understand that, you know, blood groups are not just ABO, but there's more to it than that. And we need to have a diverse donor panel to be able to match our donors more closely to patients when they need them.
Dr. Hirani memberikan contoh variasi golongan darah yang kurang dikenal dan ia mendesak orang-orang dari komunitas tersebut untuk menjadi donor menyumbangkan darah mereka.
There are certain blood types that we can only get from certain communities. So the Duffy A neg B neg that can only come from people who usually from African backgrounds or Middle Eastern backgrounds, with kid null backgrounds, we can only get those from people who are Filipino and Polynesian. So we really encourage people to come with that background, and also with B and AB, we can see that more commonly being required in the population. So people who are of Southeast Asian background, India, Middle East, you never know who your type's going to help.
Organisasi seperti Lifeblood mengatakan mereka melakukan upaya yang lebih proaktif untuk menemukan donor golongan darah yang langka. J. Jenna Falkenmayer dari Lifeblood mengatakan mereka kini telah meluncurkan program baru yang melacak etnis setiap donor untuk mengetahui variasi golongan darah yang lebih umum di setiap komunitas. Ia mengatakan fokus utamanya adalah mengatasi hambatan yang mencegah mereka dari latar belakang budaya yang berbeda untuk menjadi donor darah.
It is difficult because we know that there's a lot of fears around blood donation and particularly different fears within different communities. For some people, they're really worried about the impact on their health. For some, they're really worried about the experience of being in centre. And so we do have a research project going, which is looking at different communities and some of those barriers to blood donation, and particularly looking at how we can get our existing donors from these communities to encourage their friends and families to donate.
Ms. Falkenmayer mengatakan donor darah massal yang mendorong orang untuk menyumbangkan darah secara berkelompok telah terbukti berhasil, dan ia ingin melihat lebih banyak orang yang menyumbangkan secara teratur.
We also have a wonderful groups blood donation program, including with organizations such as the Islamic Medical Council, but also the Polynesian community. And that really is working with community leaders to organize groups of people to donate. We do find that people from backgrounds are more likely, these backgrounds are more likely to donate if they've got friends and family to donate with. And so that's really a big drive for Lifeblood.
Lifeblood perlu menyediakan stok darah merah yang unik, yang cukup, dan siap untuk memenuhi permintaan yang diharapkan dari rumah sakit. Golongan darah yang persediaannya sedikit adalah A positif, A negatif, B negatif, dan O positif. Ms. Falkenmayer mendesak semua orang untuk menyumbang, bahkan bagi mereka yang tidak tahu golongan darah mereka. Ini untuk memastikan ada cukup pasokan darah untuk membantu mereka yang membutuhkan. Demikianlah tadi sebuah laporan mengenai golongan darah yang langka di Australia yang membutuhkan donor. Laporan itu disusun oleh Alex Anifantis untuk SBS News dan disampaikan oleh Ricky Kusumo.
Sukai, berbagi, komentar. Ikuti SBS Program Bahasa Indonesia di Facebook.